Ricky Dillard, New G, Celebrate the King. Hey, welcome everyone. You are tuned in to the Gospel Explosion. I've got a dedication or request coming in from Brother Joe and Sister Teresa Mays. This one is Shirley Caesar. Yes, Lord. Yes. Hope you're enjoying your Sunday. Oh, we're into the month of December. Yes, Lord, yes. That's Shirley Caesar. Yes, Lord, yes. Okay, guys, I hope you're enjoying this. All right. This one by brother, sent in by Brother Joe and Sister Teresa Mays. Out there in Southern California, how you guys doing? Let me know, okay? Your Grace and Mercy, Mississippi Mass Choir. One of my favorites too, Brother Joe.
Your grace and mercy brought me through. I'm living this moment because of you. I want to thank you and praise you too. Your grace and mercy brought me through. Oh, I'm living this moment. A sinner like me to tell the world salvation is free. There were times when I just didn't do right. Demanded that I should die, but grace and mercy said, oh no, oh no, oh no, we've already paid the price. You see, I once was blind, but thank God I can see. It was because grace and mercy came along and rescued me.
your grace. Lord, me through. Amen. Amen. Hey, this song that I'm about to play, had one of my, an artist of mine, well, not mine, but had an appearance on this network. This song is called 360 by Songbird Ivy. Let me know what you think. Songbird Ivy. The song is 360. Hey guys, let me know what you think about it. I want you send me an email. That's William@studiowbuzz.com. Studio William@studiowbuzz.com. Or you can text me 909-910-0265. Oh, I love this song right here. Trinity Inspirational Choir. It's called I Came to Tell You. Oh, let me know how we're sounding out there. If you're enjoying this music, please let us know. Studio W, The Buzz. Whoa! Woo! Oh, I get fired up every time I hear this one.
I came to tell you. Oh, I came to tell you. He said.
He said.
I came to tell you.
Oh.
Woo. And the water was cold. It chilled my body, but not my soul. Said if you don't believe, I've been redeemed. Pull me down to the Jordan stream. I said Jordan river is chilly and cold. Said it chilled my body, but not my soul. Anybody been baptized? Have your soul been converted? And you feel alright? Said I stepped in the water. Said I stepped in the water. Said I stepped in the water. Stepped in the water. Stepped in the water. Said in the water was cold. Said the water was cold. Said that water was cold.
But chill not my
body. Chill my body. But not my soul.
Hello there.
I made it great. Said I sweep the sound. That save a wreck. A wreck like me. I was a Lord. Anybody hear me, Lord? Anybody hear me, Lord? Anybody hear me, Lord? Come on in. Anybody hear me, Lord? Jesus found you, and you're free at last. Anybody free at last? Anybody free at last? I stepped in the water. I stepped in the water. I stepped in the water.
All right, let's have some church up in here. I came to tell you. This is the gospel explosion.
Anybody been to the river? Anybody been in the river? I done been in the river. I done been that time. So come and burn it. And I feel alright. I feel alright. I feel alright. Feel alright.
You might as well get up, because I'm not letting up. Come on.
He said.
Amen, amen. I told you this is the gospel explosion, didn't
we
I?
Come on.
You might as well.
And y'all know we like to have a little church. So everybody got
it. Hey, that's right, Kim.
You hear my faithful cry, and as tonight, I'm gonna give my
I know you can't see. You can't keep still. All right. All right. This is Mervyn Mayo. We've come this far by faith. And his spiritual QC says it better. You can't run. Come on, tell your friends about this broadcast. This is the Gospel Explosion. On the Buzz Network.
But you know what? Can't run. Can't hide. Said, wait a minute, Captain, there's one more man, and he's downstairs, he's over in the corner, and he's fast asleep, said, let me go down. I'll see about it. Captain walked over and shook old man Jonah. And Jonah stood up and the captain asked him, how can you sleep and we in a storm? Then he asked him, tell me, who is your God? And Jonah told him, my God is the father of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob. And the captain said, call him. And Jonah told him, take me on top and throw me overboard. So they took Jonah up and threw him overboard. And the Bible tell me God had a fish prepared for him, swallowed him down in the bottom of his belly, turned around and took him down in the bottom of the sea. But I'm so glad tonight, I'm so glad tonight, I'm so glad. It don't make no difference how low you get. God will always.
Lord, you know that I'm your child. The best that I can. Why my way gets so hard? You know I just don't understand. Oh Lord, I need you to hold my hand. I can't make it without you, Lord.
Oh Lord, I need you to hold.
I travel from place to place. Many times I'm treated so bad. Then I sit and think about I can't miss a friend that I never had. Oh Lord,
oh Lord, I need you to hold my hand.
I can't make it by myself.
Jackson, Southern News. I need you to hold my hand. You've been listening to the Gospel Explosion. Coming up, Reverend Arnetta Carpenter and Minister DeCorey Newsom with Hope Is Alive.
Surely fall.
Jesus,
I need your strength.
Hold me.
Need your mercy, Lord.
Jesus,
if you hold me,
hold me,
everything will be alright.
Jesus,
somebody need you.
Hold me.
To be a doctor, Jesus.
Jesus,
somebody need you.
Hold me.
To be a lawyer.
Jesus,
somebody lying.
Hold me.
On the bed of affliction.
Jesus,
they have pain. So much pain,
Jesus.
So much pain, pain in their body.
Jesus,
they're saying, hold me,
hold me,
right now, Lord.
Jesus,
Lord, I need you,
hold me,
right now, Lord.
Jesus.
morning. This is Reverend Arnetta Carpenter. And I want to thank Brother William Brown for having me back on his program. It's been a while, but it's always a joy. And especially at this time of the year when Jesus definitely is the reason for the season. And we're praying that he is doing well. We know he is, and it's so good to hear his voice. And I'm so glad that you asked us to be on the program today. And I'm going to start off with a scripture, a short, really short scripture, and it's going to be for those who may be out there and not sure about who Jesus is. And I'm going to come from John chapter 20, verse 31. And so is to let someone know that Jesus is real. He is real as the sun is in the sky and the heavens. Jesus is real. And truly Jesus did many other signs in the presence of his disciples. But these are written that you may believe that Jesus is the Christ, the Son of God, and that believing you may have life in his name. It's such a blessing to be able to read certain scriptures and find out, just to remind us that we are here because of Jesus is the Christ. And it's because of him that we are here, and he's given us breath. He's given us everything that we enjoy. And it's just a blessing to know that he is Lord of my life and precious. I would like to think that with this radio broadcast, that he will come, something will be said, something you will hear that will let you believe that Jesus is the Christ, and he will do for you what no other person can do. And with that, I will give the prayer. Gracious Heavenly Father, maker of all our lives, we come to you this day, first of all, just thanking you for having us alive today. We want to thank you, Lord, just for your grace and for your mercy. We want to thank you for just being who you are. We want to thank you for just being able to take part of this program and to spread the word of God throughout the world. Because it is he that is in charge of the world. He is our creator. He has created everything about us. He has created everything in the world. So I just pray that what you hear today will touch your heart. I hope that what you hear today will open your heart so that you may receive the Lord Jesus Christ as I know him and as many others know him. He loves us. He loves us more than we love ourselves. And we are so thankful that God is who he is. He's the wonderful counselor, the mighty God, the Prince of Peace. He will give you what nobody else can give you. He will give you joy, unspeakable joy. All you have to do is just step out on faith and turn yourself over to him. And he'll be so careful. He will be so careful to touch you from the top of your head to the soles of your feet and fill you with the joy of being one of his. Lord, we take the time to thank you for being who you are. We want to thank you for whose we are. And it's a blessing, truly a blessing, that you love us, that you love us more than we love ourselves. And we'll be so very careful always to give you the praise and the glory before you, because you deserve that and so much more. These things we ask in Jesus' magnificent, most matchless name. Amen.
Heavens are open, I hear your voice. Heavens are open, curtains are free, yeah. The heavens are open, chains are destroyed. So I come to Almighty. this destiny for your voice. My heart is longing.
God saved you by his grace when you believed. And you can't take credit for this. It is a gift from God. Salvation is not a reward for the good things we have done, so none of us can boast about it. But we are God's masterpiece. He has created us anew in Christ Jesus so we can do the good things he planned for us long ago. Verse 8 says, it is a gift of God. Hope is alive. What crosses your mind when you think of a gift? Does it matter who gave the gift? Sometimes it does. Upon receiving, is it something that can actually meet a need or be utilized? Now, some gifts make us extra polite because our mind screams, now what in the world can I do with this? But as we near closer to the anticipated day of Christmas, we scurry and shop, spend more than we got, take out lines of credit, knowing good and well we can't pay it, all for the sake to be deemed a thoughtful gift giver. And for the sake of those individuals, and like myself, I know our heart is in the right place, but we're trying to get our souls in a better place.
We got a bad connection here. Minister Newsom.
Okay. Yes.
All right. I'm sorry. There was something that was interfering with your broadcast. I'm sorry. Continue, sir.
Thank you. All right. Praise God. The enemy always tries to have his way, but we serve a God. We serve a good God. Now, back to a gift unearned. That brings us to Paul as he wrote to the church of Ephesus about a particular gift. It can't be found on Amazon, Walmart, or Target. You can't put this gift on layaway, as we used to do, or make payment plans, or save it in your shopping cart wish list. No, my friend, unfortunately, this gift can't be won. And there's no amount of good behavior or upright deeds to obtain it. This free gift of God isn't earned. It must be received by faith. Listen to Paul as he writes to the Ephesians leading up to the text. The apostle, reaffirming the believer's faith, states that Christ has blessed them with everything in the heavenly realms because they are now united in Christ. Even before God created the world, he predestined us to be holy in his eyes, through Christ. Before time, this gift of salvation was in the mind of the Creator, wanting to redeem us back to himself because of the fall and sin entering in the world. As the Apostle Paul said, it gave him great pleasure. Him being God, it brought him great pleasure to do this. So already we can see that this gift has nothing to do how I feel about it. It gives God to redeem his people, to return his people back to himself because he desires relationship, fellowship with us. Because God is so rich in mercy and kindness, he purchased believers' freedom with the precious blood of his son. Now watch this. And forgave our sins according to the riches of his grace. Somebody ought to be glad that they have a rich father who can provide more than money, but also save your soul. There's more packed in this gift, though. like God's plan from the beginning to unite all things in Jesus, whether it be in heaven or here on earth, according to the text, this gift also reveals how the Ephesians and ourselves have obtained an inheritance from the Lord. Well, brother, what's an inheritance? We have a share in the eternal blessedness of God waiting for us, not only here on this earth, but we have the perfection of our souls in heaven. We have a house not built by human hands. I could go on, et cetera, and et cetera. But we have an inheritance from the Lord that through the gospel and by believing in Jesus, the Ephesians and future believers for all ages will be sealed with the promise of the Holy Spirit, for my real church folks, the Holy Ghost, which acts as a down payment until we embody the full inheritance of Christ. With the confirmation of faith, in chapter 1, Paul blesses God with thanks and prayers that the believers would be enlightened in the eyes of their hearts so that the fullness of their faith, the how and why of God's immeasurable power will be recognized in its totality. Moving toward our text, Paul gives us a heavy reminder of what life was like without the gift of salvation. I don't think you need much teaching in this. You remember some of us were just a little bit more of sinners than others. You were, off the mark. Some of us got off the porch, came back, went around the world, went up the block, and didn't want to stop. But thank God for his